Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's special guest is Jody R.R. Smith. She's founder of Manner Smith Etiquette Consulting and author of three books, including From Clueless to Class Act, Manners for the Modern Woman. When you think about etiquette, it may conjure up images of dowager countesses having tea, but Jody says nothing could be further from the truth. Good manners are an essential part of your success in today's modern world as well. So welcome, Jody.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So tell us first, how someone even becomes an etiquette expert? Do you have a degree in etiquette or manners, or how does one become an expert in this field?
Absolutely. So, you know, most people grow up, they want to be a fireman, they want to be a teacher. No one ever says they want to work in etiquette. But what happened was I was incredibly shy growing up, like didn't go to the prom shy. And I decided that once I got to college that that wasn't so much of a fun way to be, and that I would start to figure out how to not be so shy. And I actually started by reading etiquette books. And I thought, this is fabulous. Here's a step-by-step guide that's going to help me to make friends. And then as I moved on in my college career, I studied motivational psychology. I then went on and got a master's in industrial and labor relations, which is really just a fancy way of saying human resources. And I ended up working in HR, and I saw so many people who weren't getting bonuses they wanted, who didn't get the promotions they wanted, who didn't get the client groups they wanted. And I would talk to them. I would talk to their managers. I'd talk to their coworkers. And what came across time and time again were these were smart people. They just weren't able to work well with others. And I thought, well, this is not rocket science. I can teach them how to work well with others. And so in the companies I worked for, I started giving etiquette training seminars. And it got to a point now 20 years ago where I was spending so much time, nights, weekends, sick days, doing these trainings that I quit my safe, secure corporate HR job and started my company.
And now, Jody, so 20 years, quite a long time to be in one industry. What have you seen? What's changed in those two decades?
I mean, you think about all the technology that we have now that we did not have 20 years ago, and it's almost mind-boggling. And the biggest changes that I've seen is that people who have good interpersonal social skills are going further. In the past, if you didn't have good social skills, it wasn't such a detriment to your career. But nowadays, especially because we have so many ways of communicating and interacting with each other, if you don't know the correct behaviors for each particular method of communication, it's like a glaring light down on your missteps. So today, even though we like to think that the communication and the social media makes it easier for us to communicate, it also offers a whole host of faux pas that did not exist 20 years ago.
Jody, you just took the word faux pas out of my mouth. Seriously. I was just going to say you must have seen a ton of faux pas around, you know, your consulting business. Talk to us. I know you deal with a lot in emergencies and etiquette emergencies. What was the most obscene, crazy etiquette emergency that you've experienced?
Oh my goodness, there's so many, but the one that comes to mind most frequently is when somebody started to post congratulations to a couple that had just gotten engaged on social media before the couple had a chance to even tell their parents. And so the parents were starting to see this engagement announcement essentially on social media before anybody else should have. So understanding the different steps and when to tell people things and knowing when to hold back your congratulations, even though you're excited and happy for someone, before they have an opportunity to tell their immediate family.
I'm sure that could happen with a lot of different instances, pregnancies, all of those things. So what do you tell people who make this mistake?
Well, obviously apologize. They weren't doing it intentionally. They were happy for the individuals. But what I encourage my clients to do is that if you have a big milestone event that's about to happen, make sure that you tell those nearest and dearest to you first before you tell any friends or make any sort of public announcements.
Right. People can't help themselves these days. Straight to the Facebook, straight to the Twitter, straight to telling
exactly.
the world everything. Now, what would be one tip, Jody, that you would like to give our listeners today?
It's old-fashioned. I know it, but it's one of the things that really makes a difference is that I really want people to handwrite thank you notes. And it's a funny thing because people say, well, I thank them in person. Unless somebody opened up their pocketbook and pulled out a pack of gum that they just happened to have, if they gave you any sort of present, if they took you out for a meal, if they referred you a client, putting pen to paper is one of those secret handshake things. When you receive a handwritten thank you note from someone, it's letting you know that they're aware of a whole host of higher level social skills. And if you want to improve your manners, one of the best ways is that handwritten thank you note. And I can help any of the listeners out there. On my website is a thank you note wizard that you type in to who's to, what you're thankful for, and it pops up a rough draft so you're not looking at a blank piece of stationery.
Wow, that's awesome, Jody. Thank you for sharing that with our listeners. And of course, like she just said, you can reach her at mannersmith.com, Manners, M-A-N-N-E-R-S, Smith, M-I-T-H, mannersmith.com. And you can also contact her for any etiquette emergency that you may have, as well as a complimentary service. So, Jody, thank you so much.
It was my pleasure.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.